Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. On Sunday, three men, later identified as 43-year-old Douglas Wayne Flowers, his son, 22-year-old Curtis Flowers, and 23-year-old James Hanley, crashed a party in Ferndale. Witnesses reported that Curtis Flowers immediately began to cause a disturbance, challenging partygoers to fights before allegedly punching one woman, then punching a second young woman, breaking her jaw, and then was joined by Douglas Flowers and Hanley in the beating of a 16-year-old boy. After medical personnel arrived on scene to treat the injured, including Curtis Flowers, he was taken to the hospital for treatment of a neck wound, but fled from the hospital. He remains at large. Curtis Flowers is on state parole and is wanted for assault causing great bodily injury, DUI, and aggravated battery. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Douglas Flowers and Hanley were also arrested and booked on several charges each at the time of the incident as well. Two firefighters from the Humboldt Bay Fire Department were driving on Indianola Road near T-Bone Lane this morning when they spotted a fire in a single-family residence. The two men found flames and smoke coming from a bedroom window and made contact with two residents who reported that all the occupants had evacuated the building. The two men then attempted to fight the fire with a garden hose while 911 was called. Fire crews from Humboldt Bay and Arcata Fire responded to the alarm and were able to bring the fire under control within 10 minutes and then worked on extinguishing hot spots. One of the occupants was injured while escaping the blaze and was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor wounds. CHP units blocked off the Indianola cutoff during the incident after numerous drivers drove over the water supply hoses being used by firefighters, and that's a traffic violation. Damage is estimated at $50,000 and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Officials from the State Department of Corrections are asking for the public's help in locating 43-year-old James Robert Prinz, who walked away from the High Rock Conservation Camp on Monday. Prinz was imprisoned in 2011 and was scheduled to be released on parole in April. He is described as an adult white male, 6 foot, 200 pounds, with brown hair and a brown goatee. Prinz was wearing orange prison camp pants and was last seen at 3:30 on Monday afternoon. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. Arcata police officers arrested 26-year-old Cody Owens late Monday night after contacting him near the McDonald's on West Valley Boulevard. Owens was wanted on outstanding warrants and fled the scene on foot, leading officers on a pursuit until he was apprehended. Officers found an empty holster on Owens's hip, and a search of his vehicle turned up a loaded handgun. Owens was arrested and booked on the warrants, as well as firearm violations and a resisting arrest charge. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department, still in the midst of consolidation with Eureka Fire, has a new piece of apparatus headed to the North Coast. In August of 2010, the ladder truck used by Eureka Fire suffered an engine failure that put it out of service and forced the department to rely on a truck built in the 70s. Humboldt Bay Fire was awarded a federal grant last year to purchase a new ladder truck, and Chief Ken Woods said that the delivery day is near.
We go back to Wisconsin. We do the final inspection. We'll go through basically every cranny nook of that vehicle. We'll try everything. We'll test it. Any little problems that we find, they have to fix. Then they will drive it to Modesto where the dealer is.
It will be a quick turnaround for firefighters to get the truck equipped and ready for service, a task that must be done in the next few weeks.
We'll be under the gun to get it into service, get everything on it that we need. And because we've had that trainer here and practicing ahead of time, the driving portion should be nailed down. All our operators should be very comfortable driving with that vehicle, and we can put it in service and start really taking advantage of it right away.
Engineers have been training on a loaner truck from Sacramento to prepare for the new truck's arrival in Eureka. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.